Welcome back, everyone, to The Xamarin Show. I'm your host, James Montemagno. Today, I have my good friend back for the second time, Dan Siegel. How's it going, Dan?
It's going wonderful. Thank you for having me back.
Yeah, I'm super excited. Last time you came on, talked about some of the templating work you had done for the Prism Template Studio. Is that what it ended up being called?
Something like that. Something it was a like nice that. Long name. Yeah. A lot of features in there for sure.
And, we're at our MVP Summit, which is super cool. And I'm going to have tons of MVPs on, so I got to get Dan back on. Talk about some Prism, because I had Brian on, talk about Prism, yep. and you were like, I need to do some more Prism stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, last time I was on, you had asked me a little bit about the Prism modularity, so I thought that would be a really great thing to talk about here today.
Yeah, so first, maybe before we even go into that, maybe give a little bit background for the viewers of who you are and maybe the open source stuff you do.
Sure, so my name is Dan Siegel. I'm a Xamarin consultant. I've been kind of doing this for, God, I don't even know, I mean, it's like 5, 6, 7 years now. It's been a while. Yeah. It's been a journey. At some point, you know, I just kind of fell in love. I got the bug of open source development and just kind of giving back to the community. So it's been a really neat experience for sure.
Awesome. Yeah. And you are one of the maintainers of Prism at this point?
Yeah. Yes. So I'm the main maintainer on the Xamarin Forms portion of it. And kind of Brian focuses more on like the WPF stuff.
Got it. Now, maybe give everyone a little bit of like the 30-second elevator pitch of what Prism is. Maybe people don't even know.
Sure. So Prism is an MVVM framework that was first developed by the Microsoft Patterns and Practices team and then later open sourced. So it's really the number one MVVM framework for WPF and a lot of XAML-based technologies. So it just really fits. It makes sense. And that's why so many people really love it for Xamarin Forms.
Nice. Yeah. So what is this modularity of Prism that you're talking about?
So modularity is a really exciting little concept where you can develop code one time and reuse it. So this sample app that I actually have up here today is from a talk I gave a couple months ago. And what you'll actually notice from this, and this is all on GitHub, by the way, but there are actually two modules that are in this project that none of the code is in this project. They're actually brought in by NuGet.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
So
completely independent.
Completely independent. Okay. So you could reuse those modules in as many applications as you want.
So like you have a login screen. Correct. And you have this, you want the same login experience for your entire company or a settings page or something like
that. Exactly. So, and this makes a lot of sense, especially on that authentication piece, because so many companies really aren't developing one mobile application. They may have 4, 5, 6 applications that they're working on.
Totally.
And so that just, it works very, very well for that, where you have that login experience one time and you're only maintaining it one time.
Nice. Well, let's get into the code. You ready to do this?
Absolutely.
Cool. What are we looking at here?
All right. So I'll actually kind of come down and show you where all the modularity is. So it's really just these three lines right here where we're adding these different modules.
So I'm in my app XAML CS, so sort of like the construction of my app.
Correct. So we've just overridden one method from the Prism application. And then we've added these modules here. So this auth demo, auth module, and then the logging demo, logging module, those actually both come in via NuGet.
Mm.
So, and they actually are on NuGet.org. You could bring them into any project.
Oh, cool.
This deep linking module is actually a local module that I have within my solution right here.
Okay, so I see some views and view models. Kind of looks like a portion of the app, kind of.
Correct.
Okay.
So it's just a logical unit or a component within an application. And this actually works out very, very well on distributed teams or larger teams where you may have, like I had a client last year that they had three different teams working on an app simultaneously.
Mm-hmm.
So this was something that was very attractive to someone like them because they could have each team working on the component that they needed to work on.
Got it.
Completely independent of the actual application.
Oh, yeah. I did a YouTube video, not YouTube, I did a live stream of creating, I called it componentized apps. So it's really like this modular app where you could kind of take bits and pieces. And this is exactly what people were talking about. I don't have to, you know, send this guy this link because he was asking for this.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, I have teams all over the globe. And we want to construct an app from all those different bits.
Exactly.
That's exactly what this is.
This is exactly what that is.
Cool.
And I even have like a template that's up there where you can do this and you can have like a little shell of an application just for developing that one component and then, you know, build and test the the one module and then apply it to your internal feed. So
nice.
A lot of tools that are out there to kind of really help facilitate that type of development.
Very cool. So what magic has to happen here for this to work?
So this is, it's all really kind of up to you. Some of them, like the authentication module, for example, does require a little bit of configuration, right? So I am not going to, force, like, here is the Azure Active Directory instance that I want to use. I'm going to let the consuming app do that.
Sure.
So in that particular case, in my consuming app, I have like this auth options here that I've implemented.
Mm.
And then again, I'm following best practices. So none of that code is actually directly checked into source control.
Yeah.
So I use like the mobile build tools that I think you're familiar with as well. And that just kind of keeps all the code nice and clean and reusable, testable.
Was that an interface sound that came from that NuGet package that you implemented?
Correct. Okay, yeah. So, got it. Yeah, well, you actually see it, like this is coming off from demo. The auth demo, yeah.
Okay.
So that's right from that NuGet.
So that's kind of nice. So you can kind of have this modular component that has some interfaces that may be dependent, that mm-hmm. people can plug in if you need to. Cool. Yeah.
So, and all I had to do is, again, in my app XAML CS, in my register types, I just made sure that I went ahead and registered that as well.
Got it. Okay, perfect. So you're kind of registering your interfaces so Prism knows about it.
Exactly.
Yep, it's a little dependency injection, IFC stuff.
Yep.
Okay.
And so just very loosely coupled, so that way, we can use exactly what we need.
All right, so that auth thing is Barry, but the deep linking one is in this code. So mm-hmm. like, if I was to create my own module, like how do I do that? Like I'm creating an app. Like, is there some registration or a class that it has to implement or something?
So, that's the great thing about this. You can kind of architect it however you want.
Mm.
And I've seen it done and kind of had apps that had different needs that we've done it a little bit differently. In this particular sample here, we just have a homepage.
Okay.
And then that homepage, has the menu for which... like what we want to go to.
Got it. Okay.
So, for example, on this deep link here, we're going into different views within that module here.
So those are the pages that are in that module, view A, view B, view C, view D, basically.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Gotcha. I mean, very simple for, this is just a demo app, obviously, but
yeah.
The same principle could be used for any application.
Got it.
So, and then, I've got this logging one as well that comes in from the logging module.
Nice. So inside of the library here for the deep linking, can you go a little bit more into that code there?
In the deep linking one itself?
Yeah, is there anything special in there at all?
There's really nothing. Yeah. You'll see it's very, very simple. So all I've done is just registered these four views. There's nothing else being done in here. And
that's iModule, which I assume comes from?
From Prism.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. So is there a NuGet package then you need to bring in? Or is it just Prism or is it like Prism module magic package?
So it's in the Prism core.
Okay.
So it's shared across all platforms.
Hmm.
Just dead simple to use. So. Gotcha.
Does it have to be user interfaces or could it be other things? Like what ideally is a module?
It really could be a number of different things. So one of the things I've actually done kind of internally is every once in a while I like to bring in a reactive UI into a project and they kind of have a handler that will kill your entire app if you have an unhandled exception.
Mm.
And so I've kind of created a module that does literally nothing but handle that exception.
Oh, got it, yeah.
Right? And so I don't want to have to put the logic into it. I just register the module, let it load on startup, and I'm done.
Oh, cool. Very nice. So how does this work in practice, like when you actually run the app, I guess?
So when I actually run the app, I have it set to go to the login page first. So
okay.
We'll let this kind of come up here. Okay. And, so this is going to load up.
Because you're logged in here with your Azure AD B2C through that module.
Yeah, so I'm going to log in through the Azure AD B2C. So I've already created an account. And the trick is, of course, to remember my password.
And luckily on Windows, it actually hides it automatically. Cool.
So, and then just like that, I've kind of brought all of that in.
Okay.
And I can hit my deep link here, and you'll see up here I've got my view D. If I hit go back, now I'm view C, view B, and back to view A.
Because what some people may not know what actually just happened there, I would say is, so go back to your page, because you navigation setup where sure. you went view A, view B, mm-hmm. view D, and then in the XAML, yep. we had talked about it, it's all that. So that like navigated like all four pages, basically, yeah, right?
Every single one of them got Magical. Pushed all at once with Prism deep linking.
Very cool.
Yeah.
And then, and that's cool because none of the code is in your core project. So if like these were magical pages that did awesome functionality, then boom.
It just... Yeah, I mean, it would be a lot more amazing than yeah. this simplistic demo.
Yeah, very yeah. cool. Uh-huh. Yeah. And how did you navigate to the loading screen? Like, how did that work? Because I didn't see any XAML or anything like that.
So all I did, you know, this was, again, it was the auth module. So I went to the login page when I initialized. So that was the first page, the first experience. And once I had an authenticated user, I handled that event.
Very cool.
So, and that's actually, I mean, it's entirely event driven. You'll notice here right before I actually navigated, I hooked into this event, this user authenticated mm-hmm. event, and I had a little handler in my application.
Very nice. So how many like modules are already pre-made? Are there like actually a bunch of Prism modules out there? Or
typically people haven't been sharing them. Mm-hmm. I have one that I'm kind of working on that does actually the Azure AD or the B2C variant as kind of an open source offering that people can use. But
yeah, I'd imagine probably a lot of the modules are really super customized for the individual company. Yeah, makes sense, kind of the use case for it. Very cool.
Certainly, they can be reused within the company. It's a little harder from that more open source perspective.
Nice.
Yeah.
It seems super easy and simple to do. And now I'm super interested in going and do this. But now to use these stuff, your app needs to be Prism based then?
Yes.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. So I'll link to the video from Brian where we talk about Prism quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I need to get into Prism. Every time I see stuff, I get more and more convinced. Let's go
in. We're going to get you. We're going to get you fully in.
Well, cool. Where can people go to learn about Prism and modular stuff?
So you can go to prismlibrary.com.
Okay.
And our docs are up there. We are working on them. And I know Brian has actually been doing a lot of video tutorials in the docs lately. So
nice.
Really great opportunities there.
Nice. Anything else you want to talk about at all?
Let's see here. One thing I kind of will show is actually in that deep link module, you may have noticed there, I had the view models folder, but there were actually no view models in there.
Yeah.
And I still have this go back functionality. Mm. So, and that actually comes from a really nice PR that we had merged in from a community member that said, hey, what if we could do this as a XAML extension? Mm. And so that really makes it where you can have some basic pages and still have some nice functionality there.
Oh, cool.
And then another kind of thing I'll kind of point out is you'll see in my picture popped up over here. Mm-hmm. And so what I've actually done is I've used a Gravatar service in here. And as I recall, let me go back to the homepage. This should be coming in right here with this IOC container provider.
Oh.
So even though I have a converter to handle it, what I'm actually doing is I'm resolving that converter with dependency injection in XAML.
Well, very cool. And is that coming from your source code for the Gravatar? Or is that yet another module?
So the Gravatar is just reaching out to gravatar.com.
Oh, cool.
You know, just your normal Gravatar that everybody uses.
Very cool.
But the settings and the service that actually handles fetching that resource is brought into that converter with dependency injection.
Wow, very cool. Look at that. Magic.
Yeah.
Magic. Well, awesome, Dan. Thank you so much for showing this off. I'm really excited for the modularity part of it because, yeah, a lot of companies nowadays aren't just building one app, they're building 10 apps, 100 apps, Absolutely. Thousands of apps, right?
Absolutely. So, cool. You know, and I'll give you another, like, real-life example, too. So, as you know, we're working on the Xamarin Developer Summit.
Mm-hmm.
And so that app is actually going to be using Prism Modularity for different components. So, you know, whether you're an attendee or a sponsor or something like that, you might get a little bit different experience.
Oh, awesome. Very cool. Well, awesome. Thanks, Dan, for coming on, showing this off. We'll put all the links in the show notes, all the source code, Prism, all the videos, all the things. So thanks again for coming on. I appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Cheers. Thanks everyone for tuning in. And of course, don't forget to subscribe, rate, do all the things, click the like button to get all those Xamarin shows right in your inbox each and every week. And thanks for watching. Hey, James here. Just wanted to check in and thank you for watching this video. Now do all the things that you know you want to do, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell. Become part of the notification squad. While you're here, check out all these awesome videos that I've already recorded. Click on that thing. Click it. Watch it. Do it.